Yeah, look, I think that's just showing that we're trying to gain every bit of production we can. It's part of responding to that cost of production model that we face, where inputs are rising, price at the farm gate doesn't necessarily reflect that increasing cost. So you're starting to look to gain back 5% of lost ground, or 10% if you're lucky. You know, there's no silver bullet in farming. That's, you know, we're not going to get that sudden superphosphate boom everyone reminisces about of the 50s. We've got to look at these small incremental gains, and precision ag is just one of those tools that, if you're willing to stick with it, it's not a walk in the park by any stretch of the imagination. You can claw back 5 or 6% or claw back a chunk of your paddock that you couldn't get to work before. And responding to what your landscape can do, I guess, is what we're trying to do.
We're sitting under an oak tree next to a lovely lake, and there's an historic mill on the other side of the lake, and we're surrounded by some beautiful poplars that are turning yellow now in autumn. And we've got a thing in a black box next to us, Will.
Yeah, it's just one of my little drones. So that's something that I, out of personal curiosity, got into, was the world of drones. I've always been into radio control planes and flying, and for me, the next step was kind of part of my legacy of my generation, I suppose, is moving to overhead irrigation, poppies and pivots and linears. And there were challenges in managing that due to soil type variation, topography and things, that was irritating me, if that makes sense. So I was having areas that were, you know, I've got areas that look great and then areas that are getting a bit of a tough time. And to respond to that, I kind of had to come at it at a precision ag level, I suppose, looking at it beyond just a paddock level.
But there's a lot of talk now about drones in ag. It's all out there in the media.
Yep.
Do you think it's a bit overhyped?
Yeah, look, there's been a massive oversell, to put it mildly. The knock-on benefits, like the cost-benefit ratio, is pretty touchy. It's expensive to get this data, and then being able to respond to it on farm is the next thing. It's all well and fair to create a beautiful mosaic picture of how your crop yield is. If you can't respond to it and double your money for that investment, you know, it might cost you $5,000 to get it. If you can't make back 10 grand, why are you doing it? And I think a lot of the tech out there right now is only making minuscule gains for a pretty high cost. And I think it's appealing to that inner sense the farmer has of, oh, yeah, I can fix those problems just like this. You know, a farmer loves, they've got a problem, if you could just walk up and hit a big red button and then the thing happened, you'd be there grinning like a Cheshire cat, you know. And I think that's how some clever marketing people worked it out. And, yeah, they basically made the drone sound like a big red button. You just hit it and then up goes your yield, up goes your production. And the reality is, after 2 years of doing it, it ain't like that at all.
Here we are at Thorpe Farm. What will you do with a drone that would make a difference?
Yeah, so this time of year, for me, it's all about planning for the poppy season and our irrigation country. So what we're trying to focus on right now is drainage problems. So we've gone in and 3D modelled the pivot circle where the linear is going to go. So there's 55 hectares we've done a whole big map of. We've got some waterlogging problems in it. The last time I grew poppies in here, I lost a couple of hectares to waterlogging. So the drone goes, flies it, takes its snapshots. We go and get some ground control points with the GPS, make the model of it, and we run an irrigation season. And with our natural rainfall plus storm events, and we can actually simulate how much ground we're going to lose. Now while the ground's still hard and dry, get the grader in, cut the right drains, look at the impact of pivot wheel ruts, and it's not just about putting drains in the lowest points. Quite a lot of it's about capturing water before it gets into a drain. You know, you might cut a 6-inch drain you can go through with your spray rig, but it actually needs to be 2 foot deep to actually handle the volume of water it's capturing. So we can simulate all this stuff. It all sounds very fanciful and useless, but if you simulate it and then you go and grow your poppy crop, it's a lot better than growing your poppy crop, simulating it in real life on the ground in dead ground and waterlogged gullies. You know, we're just taking it one step further and getting in there ahead. And, you know, we're pretty confident with what we're doing now. We can help produce a good result on the ground. It's not going to be spot on and perfect, and, you know, that's impossible in farming. It's going to be a lot better than just going out and guessing and putting in some good drains down the low spots. We can really start honing in what's happening. And the guys that have been using us previously doing it are getting the results.